It was mine and Curtis's 1 year wedding anniversary.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we went to dinner at Curtis's like sister restaurant. So the restaurant he works at, there's another restaurant in like the same building, sort of. They're connected. He's in the steakhouse version, and then the other version's the regular version. So we went to regular version.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, it's in a very expensive restaurant, and the only reason we got to go is because, you know, he works there, so he gets a discount. But I felt very rich, okay? Felt very rich. The one thing I will say, and I don't want to fuck with his work, but there was like
we're in the Patreon. Don't contact.
Don't
find out where Curtis works.
The restaurant is beautiful, right? Everything is really nice. It's like a really nice restaurant. It's great. The bathrooms, however, all pictures of naked women, like skinny, traditionally attractive white women, like modern day photographs of just naked women, like close-ups of butts, close-up of a vagina. That might have been a butt. I don't know. It was really strange. It was just really strange.
I'm kind of shocked you're just now saying something, but you didn't recognize those girls? I mean, that was going to be my present to you for your 1 year anniversary. I had those photos taken and installed in the bathroom.
Of who?
Of myself.
I said traditionally attractive.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it made me really uncomfortable. Like, why? As a queer person.
You hate women.
No, it seemed really out of place, and it seemed there was no variation on body. There was no variation on skin color. It was just skinny white women, close-ups of their boobs and their butts. And
Kind of person that enjoys that, the kind of person they're catering to is gross.
You'd have to see it, because it was like...
No, I hear what you're saying.
Cotton panties, and it just like, there was a pornographic element to it where I just, as a queer man in the bathroom, it immediately made me aware that this was not a safe space for me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I left the bathroom and I was like, what's up with that? I think it's like not okay. And he's like, yeah. And people steal them all the time.
And they replace them?
Yeah. With more new naked pictures of butts and boobs. I don't know. Is that weird? Is that weird that
I noticed that? No, that's weird.
I don't know.
You'd think the kind of man that enjoys that is too ashamed to admit it. Or like to want that in a public space.
I'm all for an artistic nude, okay? I'm all for a close-up of a nipple in an artistic way, okay? Put a little speckle paint, who knows?
But in a restaurant?
In a restaurant, well, but they weren't though. Like they looked like they came from a porny coffee table book. And it was out of nowhere. The whole rest of the restaurant is not that. It was just so strange. And as a gay dude, I was like, I'm not safe in here. I don't know. Is that weird? That might be weird.
No.
Anyway, I'm gonna write a letter and I'm gonna say, I'm not married to anyone who works here. This is completely I just happen to be here. I'm a celebrity or something. Don Cheadle was in this week. So we did that beautiful dinner celebrating. We're going, oh, I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful for you, to that kind of stuff. And then we get home and we get to watch the White Lotus finale.
Oh my God, we didn't even get to talk about this.
Our 1 year anniversary was on the finale of White Lotus. And I think that means I have to shoot him on a boat.
No, I think that means on your 10 year anniversary, you have to go to a White Lotus type place.
No, I can shoot him here.
But don't you want a fabulous vacation?
No, I like staying at home. I don't know. After all this traveling last year with all the dead people, like, I don't want to travel for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone else dies, I'm out. Don't you dare die. I'm not coming.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to IMHO.
In my homosexual opinion.
I'm Darby.
And I'm Alexis P. Bevels. The P stands for please... Welcome. Listen, if you're new here, we're going to review these
That's
queens.
Where you're leaving the P?
You're leaving what? The P at please the energy. Welcome, huh? I don't have the energy.
Okay, I'll do it.
Well, I was going to explain to them who we are. We're going to talk about the show and the people, but
yeah,
mostly we're going to talk
to each other. That's your whole gag, and you immediately just like, you ran away from it.
Okay, well listen, how about this?
How are we supposed to meet new queens if you can't even be yourself?
How about this?
How are you going to love someone else when you can't think of your own pee?
How about this? Partition. I'm going to roll up the partition on this conversation.
Thank you.
We're drag queens to talk about the show, but also we're going to talk to each other for about 30 to 40 minutes. Yeah. And if you're upset by that, there's timestamps down there. No, this is aggressive. I need to stop.
Yeah.
This you is get aggressive. Aggressive real quick. I don't know what's going on with me. I think I'm uncomfortable. I think I don't like my dress.
Or your hair or your makeup. No, we're so happy that you're here. And we're so happy to come back to the United States for Drag Race. Now, let's be honest, we love traveling the world, but it's always fun to come home.
Yes.
And now we are coming home to 27 new queens, all under the age of 27. I haven't watched any of the Meet the Queens. Obviously, listen, we got our fingers on the pulse. We got our ear to the train or whatever. Like, we know.
We've heard tale. We've heard tell.
But I haven't done any sort of looking into...
Is it heard tale or heard tell? Because you hear tall tales of things, but also you heard someone telling you something.
I think it's tell. I hear tell. I hear tell of.
Heard tell.
I hear tell of...
But I hear tales. Something.
Well, that's just buts. So we are going to just watch the Meet the Queens for the first time right in front of you.
And you're going to see our live reactions. There won't be premeditated anyway. There will be no cuts.
Well, I mean, there will be some premeditation because we do know some of them. And so, like, we already have preconceived notions and we want to let go of those, but we can't. We're human.
Are you ready to jingle your bells?
Okay, up first, we have Amethyst.
Ooh, is it alphabetical?
Yeah.
Amethyst! Wow. Amethyst.
Now, a couple things.
Yeah.
Nose. She mentioned her nose.
A lot. Well, that's branding.
Listen, be proud of your noses, folks. Yeah. Did you ever have an issue with your nose? You have a cute little nose. Have you always been proud of it?
No, I never cared about it until I broke it. And then I was worried about it, but it ended up settling really nicely.
Did it? I was always really self-conscious about my nose because I was so...
You have a beautiful
nose. Now I love it. Listen, boys with big noses, nothing fine.
I don't call it dick nose for no reason.
She calls it that for dick. Yeah, I was always really self-conscious about my nose because we have something called the Nixon break, where it looks like all of our noses are broken, but they haven't been. It's just our shitty genetics. Like, God did it in the womb or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And when my brother's wife was pregnant with my first nephew, her first child, I guess you could say, she cried. Because she said, I know it's going to have one of your fucked up noses.
Anyway, sorry,
Amethyst. Amethyst,
what do you
think? She
seems so cute, yeah.
She's super cute.
I liked her energy. I didn't think I was going to enjoy her story about her backstory about the name, but then she said the punchline, which was, it's her birthstone. I did laugh, because I thought that was funny.
It's my mom's birthstone. It's a February birthstone.
February.
Did you know that?
Oh my God.
What a cold time to be alive.
That means that she was conceived during Valentine's Day, probably.
Alexis, do you know how long pregnancies are?
Can I say,
are?
Wait, can you start again and I'm not going to laugh?
Yeah.
Wait, I am going to laugh.
Yeah, just leave it. Leave it. But I like her. I like the look.
Yeah, I like the energy.
I like the energy. Love the hair.
Musical theater. I mean, you know, we love a musical theater girl.
I'm ready to see more.
I wouldn't have even noticed the nose until she said it.
Well, because she said side profile.
I love a larger
nose. I love a big nose.
I love a distinctive feature.
Actually, Curtis's nose was one of the... No, that's not the first thing I noticed.
His down there nose.
Up next. Let's hope it's not another birthstone.
Woo! Okay.
Anetra.
Up next is Anetra. I think this is alphabetical.
Yeah, it is.
I love it. I just solved that puzzle.
It wasn't a puzzle.
Anetra. I loved her eye makeup.
She's gorgeous.
That was drag.
So she got her name from a stripper that she thought was gorgeous.
Okay.
And she is really gorgeous. And I like that she admitted that she's a little lower energy because that's okay. As a lower energy queen myself, I see you. And I'm bored too. By myself.
Anytime I hear about a queen from Las Vegas, I think
Deja
instant
Sky.
Respect because it is so hot there.
It's a dry heat, but it is a scorching dry heat. You will die.
It's like the surface of the sun or wherever.
I love the style. And she did turn it on. Every now and then there was a burst of energy, which is, I relate to that. Because, you know, I just really like staying down here and like talking about the TV and stuff. And then, you know, and then like I'll just suddenly like see something that really excites me and it'll like really bring me to life. And I don't know, it's just something that I really like.
I like dry. Oh my God, I didn't like that at all. That wasn't a burst of energy. That was, I'm really upset. I'm really angry. That was, you're not hearing me. That was too much.
I saw that on TikTok.
I hated that.
Up next.
Oh my God.
A girl who is no stranger to us. She is originally a Midwest queen, and we're never gonna let her forget that. Aura Mayari.
Ooh, we love her.
Aura.
Aura Mayari. I'm sorry, we have to start with circumcised in the third grade.
Well, I wish they had started with her circumcision earlier, because third grade seems late.
How do you pee? It would be so painful.
Do you know how circumcisions work? How would it be painful? The pee hole's at the end.
No, I understand that, but wouldn't it be painful?
I mean, the circumcision would be painful, but peeing wouldn't.
But I just feel like anything to do with down there
Everything else would be incredibly painful. Okay, I did see a TikTok that made me laugh, and it was a straight guy, I think from Chicago. There's a lot of Chicago theme with this one, but he was like, hey, gay guys, I just have a question. When you say, show me hole, are you talking about the one in the back or the one in the front? And I just love that idea. You tell someone, like, on Grindr, you know, you're talking to your best friend on Grindr or whatever, and you're like, show
your
me hole.
Your best friend. That's how we communicate.
And they, well, yeah, I needed to see the front hole. But then they send you their pee hole. What an insane concept. Anyway.
I think it's beautiful.
We should really be focused on her incredible drag.
Well, this one's going to be one to watch. She really can do it all. Seeing kind of peripherally what she has done when we lived in Chicago.
Yeah, she's incredible.
It's a little bit gorgeous. Yeah.
And I'm just always taken aback by just the intricacies of girls' outfits. The detail. What does that mean? She's a dance performance queen.
Oh, okay.
A performance queen will always have the most detailed costume. It'll be so detailed, and yet it's still something that she just throws her body to the ground in. And it's like, how does it work? Up next, Irene Dubois.
Irene the Alien Dubois.
Gorgeous.
I like this energy.
I love it.
I loved the look.
The hair was gorgeous. The costume was gorgeous.
Mentioning.
She's sober. She's got her shit together.
Mentioning Alison Dubois, which you remember.
Of course.
From Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Absolutely.
Who is on TikTok. She is on TikTok. She has a gray streak now in her hair.
Well, that's because of all the ghosts that have visited her.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Taste. And anyone from Seattle, I have a kinship with. Like, I feel a kindred spirit with anyone in Seattle. Because
Dark and wet.
Dark and wet. You know, I always said after I left Chicago, I was going to move to Seattle.
But I made you move here.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of on the way. I think Seattle's my next stop. Like, once this is done.
You keep saying, once this is done. And you have this, like, kind of... I want to know what you got lined up.
Literally nothing.
Yeah, I know. Up next, we have Jax.
Jax. Jax. Now, this is incredible. You have so much in common with Jax. Just hearing her kind of describe herself.
Athletic.
Competitive cheerleading.
5'3". Like, because I'm so skinny, people are like, you must be like, what, 5'3"?
Hosting a show for 2 hours.
Pop-up performances, like when I cartwheel. And Drag Race killed my grandmother. We have so much in common.
That's really insane. Okay, I like her.
I like her a lot.
We love a New York queen.
I do get a little... I'm very jealous of tiny, tiny little babies. Like, little tiny... Because she can put on heels and still fit in a car. Can you imagine getting into a car and not having to sit like this because you're wearing hair?
And when you can't get into a car, you turn into the car.
Get out of my dreams.
This is a gorgeous...
Fuck me in this car.
Is this a Ford? What is this? Is this a Tesla?
Yes, this is a Tesla. That's why the sides don't connect. Up next. Now, this girl, I have been following since her beginnings, I think. We started drag around the same time. Lucy LaDuca.
Lucy LaDuca.
Now, I think we did start around the same time because I've been following her for years and years. And I remember one of the big reasons I followed her is because her teeth were so white and straight. She's got Crest white strip smile. You know, where the teeth, they look real because they are.
I love LaDucas. I would love
Jackie Cox got a Leduca.
She did. I've told you my Leduca story before a million times.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad I don't have to remind you that you
we
already
were
have.
Doing West Side Story, oh, and fuck. One time a girl in the production, we had got called off because it was a snow day of rehearsal. So we were like packing up our things, and she was looking for her Leduca shoe and she couldn't find it. So she was running around screaming, "Where's my Leduca? Where's my Leduca?" Because in college, like, they're very expensive shoes. And
even not in college.
You only, if you had one, you were rich and you spent a lot of money on them. Instead of rehearsal, because we got snow day, we went and got margaritas, and we were just kind of not making fun of her, but we were impersonating her looking for her Leduca by saying, "Where's my Beluga? Where's my Beluga?" And that's why, one of the reasons I don't drink anymore.
Yeah. I love the outfit.
I love the outfit.
I saw on Twitter people were being construction, kind of mean. Maybe, I thought it was cool as shit.
Yeah, maybe they were talking about the entrance. I think there's an entrance.
Have they already done that?
I don't know.
I don't want anything to be spoiled.
I
want to be surprised.
Construction worker.
Construction worker hard.
Do you think that there's pictures of her? Like, you know how, remember in the old days?
She did post on her social media her doing
like,
this.
No, but like when you're high on a building and you're just like balancing on the beams.
I don't know that she does high construction. I think she just does this. Up next, fan favorite. Our favorite. Lux Noir London.
This is someone I've been following for a while.
For 1,000,000,000. Well, stunning. She's like 12.
Love. Where were
She's
you the
first? So good.
Yeah. I mean, the looks are there. The looks are going to be there. The looks are going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
She's incredible.
She was wearing so many seatbelts. My driver's ed instructor would have hated it. She looks so good. I mean, she always looks good. She's so good.
Yeah. Did you
good.
See the video she put on TikTok of her announcing to a subway car that she's going to be on TV
that.
And people
That's
clap?
Sweet.
That's nice. A lot of New York girls again.
Yeah. It's a big city.
I don't think I care. I'm just making
city
a
City of apples.
Do you remember where you were the first time you watched Drag Race? Have we ever talked about this?
No, I don't, but I do remember the first time I felt free enough to watch it and enjoy it was when I moved to Chicago, and it was Jujubee's season, which was...
And Michael had just died.
Two? Three?
Jujubee was two initially.
Yeah, and...
Is that right?
I was finally, like, able to be in a city and be, like, fully out and, like, comfortable enough. I still wasn't comfortable enough picturing myself in drag because, like, I wasn't into that gay shit. But, yeah, I remember, like, really starting my love of Drag Race at season two. And then we tried to go see Jujubee at Roscoe's. And then my roommate's mom got drunk and got in a fight with somebody. And we got kicked out. She's from Ohio, so...
Oh.
Where were you when you first watched Drag Race?
See, I was at an old friend named Max's house. Max used to work with Curtis. Remember when we went to eat at that restaurant and he was our server? I think Sushi-san or Ramen-san, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was at his house, and I think it was right before season two was coming out.
So same. Yeah.
And season one. Yeah. And I think it was then.
We're original girls.
I also decided my drag name in his...
You did? You picked Alexis Bevels?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In his apartment. Mm-hmm.
Why? How?
I think I saw that and I was like, I want to try that. What would my name be?
And Alexis
be?
Bevels came to you?
Well, Were I you always Bevels knew. At the time? I always knew it was going to be something like that because Bevel is very like Corrine
and
Forest girl to me.
Your name.
I was thinking though at the time, I was like, should it be Alexis Bevel or Alexis Bevels?
No, Alexis Bevels is a sentence.
Alexis Bevels is a sentence, but Alexis Bevel is a command. Alexis Bevel.
Yeah, but then you'd have people yelling commands at you all the time. You can't do that. You're an independent woman. Anyway,
very
excited
sensitive.
For Lux. She is.
I mean, we're not saying enough now because we know how incredible she is, but you'll all see.
Team Lux.
And that was really cute. That hair was amazing.
Everything's
Did you see the spray
amazing.
Paint with the star hair?
She does this fucking amazing.
Okay. I'm upset now.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go and continue.
Up next, Malaysia Baby Doll Fox.
Malaysia Baby Doll, Baby Doll,
Baby
Doll
Fox.
Adorable.
Love her.
Obsessed.
You actually have a lot in common with her. You fart.
I like, can I tell you something?
Did you just fart?
Not here. I ordered Taco Bell kind of later last
beginning
night.
Beginning of a fart. Got it.
And for once, I didn't order like a million things on the menu. I just ordered like couple things. I ate them and then I like got into bed right after that. And I was up all night just farting. Like my stomach hurt.
Yeah, that's not good.
I think you're supposed to like digest before you get.
I was shitting and farting a lot today.
Yeah, it was something in the air. I think Saturn's returning. No, I went to a
different coffee shop and I got different coffee. I didn't get Starbucks coffee. I don't think Starbucks coffee is real coffee. And I got real coffee. Whenever I get real coffee, I poo-poo.
You shit and fart.
I shit and fart.
So that was a really cute story. I instantly connected with her. Instantly connected with Malaysia because
I love the look. It. I love the hair.
Oh my God.
I love that LaShawn Beyond is her mom. Are you fucking kidding? I'm very excited.
I'm very excited too. I'm excited.
Oh, you have to do it. You have to do it one more time. Well, baby doll.
I'm so excited.
Okay, up next.
Miami.
We got another three.
Should I watch Real Housewives of Miami?
No. Up next, we have Marsha.
Oh, another three. Yeah. Marsha. Okay, I have been, I think, mutuals with this queen. For a while, and I really like her TikToks.
I would like to throw a football at her face.
Yeah, she's very beautiful, and she's very young. I think she was on Broadway. I think she was in Kinky Boots.
Not for me.
I think she went and filmed it, and then came back
and
got on Kinky Boots.
Well, because they filmed this, a year and a half ago?
At least. Yeah. I don't know. She's so cute.
She's adorable.
She's so cute.
I'm really excited to see people be mean to her because she's so pretty.
I think she can handle it, but I also think she's
and
good.
Young.
I like her vibe on TikTok. So I'm excited
to
see
check
how
it out because I too am young and I use TikTok because I'm young as well. And I think it's really important that I look up the reference, Marsha. What is that from? Brady what?
Did you ever watch Brady Bunch?
Yeah. We were a TV land family.
Oh yeah.
Up next, Mistress Isabel Brooks. Not a Brooks.
Mistress Isabel Brooks.
Wowza.
A Texas girl.
Texas.
Just like yours truly.
So important to be a state.
I like this person.
Yeah. I love how she said, I wouldn't have done this if I didn't believe that I had what it takes to go all the way. So I'm not nervous. It's like, yes, bitch.
That believing in yourself?
Well, you can't relate, but oh my God, I think it's so hot. I loved everything. I loved the look.
I loved it.
I love the energy.
Agreed. This is another person who has mentioned the trauma that the season is going to bring. Are we going to get drama?
Well, she specifically mentioned she wanted to recreate the Sharon and Phoebe vibe.
Which was really...
I hope she fist fights somebody is my hope.
I...
And then they quit drag or whatever.
Oh. Ooh, I'm excited for her and I loved her hair. That was crazy.
Up next, we have Princess Poppy.
Oh, she DM'd me.
Princess Poppy?
Yeah.
For what?
She's excited to watch IMHO.
She DM'd you?
Yeah. She probably DM'd you.
To say that?
But you just don't answer your DMs.
On what?
I'm not on Instagram right now, but she did DM me through Instagram and I found it.
Oh. She didn't DM me. Next contestant. I'm just kidding. Okay, let's watch. Let's see. Maybe she's got mental illness.
Maybe she DM'd IMHO.
Princess Poppy.
She's you.
Well, even though I fully don't understand her social media choices, she's really pretty. I liked the outfit.
Yes, a San Francisco girl.
So difficult is I vibe with the whole like I'm the good on the mic. I'm the comedy girl because I feel the exact same way. But like describing yourself as a comedy girl makes me go, are you though? But how else would you do it?
Like yeah, especially when they're saying like describe yourself.
Yeah, you kind of have to say. But I hate that. But like I get it. But I'm excited to see her comedy come to life.
Darby,
what?
Describe yourself.
I'm like one of the funniest people you'll ever meet. Like I am constantly like, if you come to my show, you're gonna be on the floor laughing and possibly having a seizure. If you are allergic to lights that flash, that is a disease. But that's not as funny as I am because I'm very funny.
Back to you, Stan.
Bitch, I'm sold.
I'm excited.
Ready. I'm ready. Again.
Also, PP.
DMing Alexis.
You know I love a P.
Really. Really a choice.
And to have your initials be PP is really
out of the
funny.
Two of us to choose her, huh?
Well, you know what? It's because she's is you and you like me, right? So she's
That's
like you. She likes me.
That's assuming a lot. Up next, Robin Fierce.
Oh, wow. She's so gorgeous. She's so
beautiful. And I love reflection, okay? And she had, you're able to see yourself in a queen. Okay. One thing that I think is really fun about this is a lot of people are referring to earlier seasons as their inspiration and where they started, because this is a machine that has, it's eating itself at this point. And I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, I love hearing them. I'm sorry.
I think for the first time, maybe not the first time, but it seems like everybody that's on this season is started so because of the show.
That's so nice though. And I love hearing people say season 4 because I think of Dita and I'm like, Dita, look what you did, baby. I love her. I'm very excited to see more from her.
Me too.
She's gorge.
Yeah. She slipped in there that she's a singer. I bet she's fierce.
Robin.
Robins are a singing bird.
And fierce is licious. Fourth place. Up next. Up next, Selena S. Titties.
Selena S. Titties. Selena S. Titties. This energy is what I needed.
I do wish she would liven it up a little. She is a little low energy and I would like to...
Wallflower vibes.
Yeah, Wallflower. Thank you. Selena S. Wallflower. So funny. I'm very excited.
I love that it was all a million words per minute and then I'm not really competitive. I'm a Libra.
And we love titties. We do. I love titties so much. You know how much I love titties? I love titties so much that I made my best friend grow some.
They are growing.
I did it.
Just like our friendship, my titties have grown a little bit.
And just like our friendship, it's mostly nipple. Up next, the legend, the icon.
Up next.
The
everyone else, go home.
Go home. There is.
Thank you so much, Sasha Colby.
Wow.
This is a momentous moment. She's right. She's your favorite drag queen's favorite drag queen.
She's everyone's favorite.
Everyone has heard of Sasha Colby. Everyone.
She was from Chicago. And so...
She spent time in Chicago.
Getting to see her in Chicago, I think it was around... Because I was in there together. Yeah, it was around the time that she was starting to do Miss Continental. She's just a legend.
Yeah. She's one of those you look at and you think, gosh... I would love to be like her, but I never will, so I should quit.
I could see how you think that, yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Very excited. I mean, she's fucking gorgeous.
I mean, we...
Oh, God. And
she was
born before the towers fell, and that is exciting.
But she looks like someone who...
Survived?
No, I was gonna say she looks like someone who was born way after the towers fell. She looks young.
Thank you. So our final duo.
Now, listen, I want to issue...
An apology?
No. Well, I want to watch this and then I want to issue something. You want to be Sugar or... Okay,
let's watch and find out.
Okay, here's what I want to say. We've all seen them on TikTok. Mm-hmm. That's how kind of they came into our lives.
Right.
The worst of it was just like, they're young and skinny and like...
Yeah.
Gorgeous and like, I'm jealous
Which
of them.
Which is a crime, of course.
It's very fun to shit on them because I think they're probably just only on TikTok. And then now they're on this big platform.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what, like, are they going to be competing together? Are they going to be their own thing?
I'm excited.
Are they going to get eliminated together?
I'm excited to see what happens to them.
You're a twin. Mm-hmm. Could you ever imagine doing anything with your twin?
Sexually?
No. Oh. Just like doing this. It might be comforting to have your family member there, but it also might be like...
Well, my family member... there's religion, so it's trauma. So it's a little different. But let's start with the positive. The positive being...
I mean, they're gorgeous.
Well, we already started. I guess let's continue with the positive. They're gorgeous. I think it's really...
Interesting.
Yes. And I think it's cute that they're Sugar and Spice and they're dressed similarly, but different colors. I think that's really cute. I like that one of them said charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. And they got to talent and they were like, eh. Because they aren't performers, so...
As far as we know.
As far as we assume. As far as they know.
I always thought we were going to be the first so dual casting to get on.
To, as what?
Best friends.
Oh. Or like aunt and niece. I love my aunt because she carries me to my swim practice.
Can you swim?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sugar and Spice, let's see if they're nice. It'll be an interesting game. But because of there's two of them, what is there, like 17 girls, 16 girls, when there's usually 14 or 15?
Okay, here's my prediction.
Okay. They both go on first.
Yes. Yeah, the obvious gag.
Drag Race does love to take a very popular internet girls, put them on, and then immediately send them home.
May she rest. R.I.P.
Cysts or not. Ah, from cyst to sisters.
And we don't know that they don't have cysts. Like, we don't know. Until the premiere, January 6th, only on MTV. Because Drag Race has been on every other channel.
January 6th? Good God.
Never forget. Never forget January 6th. Where were you?
January 6th.
Exactly. All right. Well, if you would like to watch season 15 with us, we are so excited to meet all of these new girls and some old, let's be honest.
Also, what?
I agree.
And there might be...
Huh? And how?
And probably there may really be cool. Why? There might even be some cool, like, guest judges.
Well, Ariana Grande, she's doing the first episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, has she been on already? She's been on already.
Well, she's back. She's not allowed to come back?
No, of course she is.
Okay, if you want to watch the season with us, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and, of course, the notification bell.
Join us on Patreon for all of the, for a bunch of other stuff.
And we're
Patreon.
Both on Cameo, so we can send message. And if you want both, we have Shameo, so go there and you see that. All right, we'll see you in 2023.
I don't get to say anything.
Goodbye.
I love regular Drag Race.
I do too.
And actually, it has been a while since we saw it.
Yeah, the last was Willow. And you did hair for her.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if anyone will ask you to do hair for this.
Maybe. Well, it already happened.
Well, no, but you did Willow's, like, finale hair and stuff. So maybe you'll do finale stuff.
I'll reach out to Sugar and Spice.
Did you fart?
No, that was That was your bench.
Oh, okay.
I would have told you if I farted.
Your feet are always so bare. And they're always all over my furniture.
You don't want my shoes on your carpet up here, do you?
No, but they do make socks. I just think you'd look into that. I am really excited for a new season of regular season. Listen, I love all the different flavors. We love Cool Ranch, but nacho cheese Doritos, it's always the best. To go back home to the original, okay? I'm just really excited to
original recipe.
Original recipe.
Yeah.
That's it. God damn.
Who do you think, Sasha Colby.
Yes.
Is going to win.
That's the answer to all of them.
Sasha Colby's going to win. Who else, though, were we really impressed by? Lux Noir London, Abbe.
I can't remember. We watched so many girls tonight. We'll get to know them. And listen, learning a bunch of names, we can do it. And we will. We may not do it the first episode because we're humans. We're human beings. But we're going to try.
We know Sugar and Spice's names.
We've got those. Now, we don't know which is which, but we do know the name.
Well, probably you can take a guess at who's who. I wonder if they ever switch places. That's funny. If they ever switched places to be like, I'm going to be spicy tonight.
What if they eliminate Sugar and she's like, no, I was Spice. I'm Spice. And so then they fight about who's... You can't eliminate me if you can't pick out the right one.
Which one am I?
I think you could tell. There's a little tell between the two of them.
Yeah, one dresses in all black and one dresses in all pink.
Which is a tell. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a hear tell.
Oh!
That is the case.
Full circle, baby.
And I'm just really excited.
Do you know what I've been watching lately?
What?
Anne with an E. Remember Anne of Green Gables? I like it. It's a comfort show. It's sweet.
Have you watched Fleischman is in Trouble?
No, should I watch
it? I'm liking it. Liking it a lot. Okay. Yeah. I'm caught up. It's like, it's coming out weekly on Hulu or whatever. I'm liking it.
Okay. I'm sad White Lotus is over. There's not really anything else.
Yes, there is.
Sex Life of College Girls is over. That show goes too fast.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see you. We'll see you in 2023.
Happy New Year. I can't wait to watch season 15.
You can't watch TV if you don't have a TV.
Oh, you know why the theme is driving? Because you can get your driver's permit when you're 15.